Hello, this is Rick Hartman reporting for Main Menu again this week. This time I have a short segment on Jaws with Vista. This is about a 20-minute segment, and what I'll show you today is Vista Sidebar and Ready Boost. Okay, now I'm going to show you the sidebar in Vista. What the sidebar is a kind of a graphical display bar that goes along the right side of the desktop. And what the sidebar allows you to do is have various things that they call gadgets. Gadgets are various graphical devices that tell you things. There are several that come with Vista itself. You have a CPU meter, you have a clock, you have stock quotes, news feed, weather, and several others. And you can also download many, many other gadgets from the web. And I haven't tried much of this yet, and I've been having some difficulties in getting it to work with Jaws, but I have kind of figured it out. And I'm going to now just briefly show you how to use it.
Tab, start button to open, press tab, taskbar, go, tab, system tray, save, remove hardware button to move, freedom box remote, window sidebar button.
And I'm going to hit enter on this to make the sidebar come up.
Enter, window sidebar, view available gadgets button.
Now when the sidebar comes up, it will say something about displaying available gadgets. And you can press your spacebar on this to see what gadgets are available.
Space, clock button to activate, press spacebar. Contacts button to activate, press spacebar. Clock button to activate, contacts button to activate, CPU meter button to activate, press spacebar.
And now I'm looking in my gadgets gallery.
Currency button to activate, press spacebar. Feed headlines button to activate, press spacebar.
And these are the various
notes button to activate, press spacebar.
Gadgets that I can add to my sidebar.
Picture puzzle button to activate, press spacebar. Slideshow button to activate, press spacebar. Stocks button to activate, press spacebar.
Okay. Now, say we want to add a gadget. And I think right here I'm going to add the stock gadget. So we'd press our applications key.
Applications, context menu to navigate, press up or down arrow A, add A. Uninstall U, add A. Uninstall U, add A.
And we go to add.
Enter, leaving menus. Window sidebar, stocks.
And then we can hit our application key on the stocks gadget.
Applications, context menu to navigate, press, close gadget, C, options, O. Opacity submenu, I, move, M. Detach from sidebar, D.
And we have various options, but the one I'm interested
gadgets,
in
dot, 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 A, close gadget, C, options, O.
Is options.
Enter, leaving menus, stocks. Page has three headings and six links. Stocks list of three items, bullet heading, level 2, link, dollar into link, void left parent, zero right parent. 13, quotes by IDC, Comstock, 20 mid delay. Quotes by IDC, tab, void left parent, zero right parent, link. Tab, bullet dollar in, new void left parent, zero right parent, 13, tab, dollar into heading level 2 link. Tab, void left parent, zero, tab, dollar COMPX heading level 2 link.
And I think these are the various stocks. I'm not sure how to add and delete them, though.
Tab, void left parent, zero right parent link. Tab, dollar in, heading level 2, tab, void left parent, tab, add a stock symbol, link graphic.
Okay, add a stock symbol.
Link graphic, add a stock symbol. Space. Add a stock symbol. Page has three headings and seven links. Link void left parent zero right parent bullet heading level 2 link S&P 500 index dollar it's 1509.313.69 link void left parent zero right parent. Quotes by IDC Comstock 20 mid delay. Tab search link graphic. Tab search link graphic. Shift tab search link graphic. Link graphic search. Space search visited link graphic.
Not exactly sure how to do this.
Tab search visited link graphic. Shift tab search visited link graphic. Root cause the virtual PC graphic 103. Graphic 269, graphic 200, graphic 460, virtual PC cursor.
Okay.
Escape. Stops. Blank. List end. Blank. Quotes by IDC Comstock, 20 mid delay. Quotes by IDC Comstock, blank. List end. Blank. 3.69. Blank. 1509.31. Blank. Link void left parent, zero right parent. Bullet heading level 2 link dollar inks. Blank. 0.51. Blank. 2572.66. Blank. Link void left parent, zero right parent. Bullet heading level 2 link dollar COMPX. Blank. 46.97. Blank. 13,311.59. Blank. Link void left parent zero right parent. Bullet heading level 2 link dollar into. Tab. Dollar into heading level 2 link. Link void left parent zero right parent. Tab. Dollar COMPX heading level 2 link. Tab. Delete link graphic. Escape. Applications, context menu to navigate, press up, close gadget, C. Options, O. Opacity submenu, I. Escape, leaving menus, delete link graphic.
Okay, well, let me, I'm not sure how to add any stocks to that, so that probably wasn't a good gadget to add. What you can do to go through the different gadgets that have been installed, and I've got a couple on here, is you hit your Windows G key.
Windows G, Windows sidebar, weather. Windows G, weather. Windows G, CPU meter. Windows G, stops. Windows G, weather. Windows G, weather. Windows G, CPU meter.
And I've got a few here. Obviously, I've got weather added twice. You can add gadgets more than once. As for weather, you could have different cities. As for the clock, you could have different time zones. So we've went to our CPU meter, and if I tab...
Tab. CPU meter. Page has read-only edit CPU usage 70%. Read-only edit random access memory left there and RAM right there at 46%.
And boy, something's really using my CPU at the moment.
Read-only edit CPU usage 49%.
Just before I start, I know what it is. It's because I'm recording with Goldwave. I was going to say my CPU usage is generally only about 10%.
Read-only edit random access memory left there and RAM right there at 46%.
And it will tell you how much CPU you're using and how much memory I believe you have available.
Tab, read-only edit random access memory left there and RAM right. Tab, Windows sidebar, CPU meter.
And you could do a Windows G.
Windows G, stocks.
There's our stocks. Let's go to weather.
Windows G, weather. Tab. Weather. Graphic clear. Land. Graphic clear. Land. Akron. O. Land. 66 degrees.
There's weather for my location. It's 66 degrees and it's clear.
Windows G. Windows sidebar. Weather.
There's another one. Let's see what's in it. I think that's the Redmond, Washington one.
Tab. Weather. Land. Graphic clear. Land. Akron. O.
No. Okay. I must just have two of them then.
Windows G. Windows sidebar. CPU meter. Windows G. Stops. Tab. Stops. Void left there and zero right there and link. Land. 2572.66.
Now, I think what this is actually displaying is the Dow Jones index, the S&P 500 index, and the NASDAQ index, I believe.
Land. Link void left there and zero. Bullet heading level 2 link dollar COMPX. Land. 46.97. Land. 13,311.59.
But I'm just not sure, since that's not reading real, real well. Now, if you have the sidebar closed...
Alt F4, Windows sidebar, new available gadget, Alt F4.
Yeah, I think I do now.
Alt Tab, gadget gallery.
No, I don't.
Stocks button, Alt F4, Windows sidebar, new available gadgets button, Alt F4. Alt Tab, for a list of... Alt Tab.
Okay, now I do. Another way to get the sidebar to come up is just by pressing Windows space bar.
Windows space, Windows sidebar, view available gadgets button.
And there's your view available gadgets button. And we can go back into that.
Space, clock button to activate, press space bar. Contacts button to activate, clock button to activate, press space bar.
So let's add a clock.
Applications, context menu to navigate, press up, uninstall, U, add, A, enter, leaving menus, clock, Windows sidebar, clock.
And there it is. We can go into options.
Context, close gadget, C, options, O, enter, leaving menus. Tab, Windows sidebar, clock. Tab. Clock. Tab. Applications, clock. Clock settings. Clock settings. Link graphic previous. Clock settings. Tab. 1 of 8. Link graphic next. Blank. Clock name colon. Edit. Time zone colon. Combo box current computer time, 1 of 83.
Okay, so we could give the clock a different name, I guess, for whichever time zone we're looking at.
Checkbox not checked, show the second hand. Link change computer date and time. Link change computer date and time. Tab. Change computer date and time link. Tab. Clock. OK button to activate. Press space. Tab. Cancel button to activate. Tab. Change computer date and time link. Tab. Previous link graphic. Tab. Next link graphic. Tab. Clock name colon edit.
Okay. I don't know. Let's just say, I don't know.
Clock name colon. Space. Clock settings, link graphic previous, 1 of 8, link graphic next.
Oh, jeez. Well, this isn't working very well at all.
Shift tab, clock, cancel button to activate, press space bar. Tab, previous link graphic. Tab, previous link graphic. Tab, next link graphic. Tab, clock name, colon, edit. Space, forms mode on. T, A, C, I, F, I, C, space, T, I, M, E. Tab, time zone, colon, combo box to change the selection. Graphic 812. Blank. Blank. Craft, blank. Shift tab, block name, colon, edit, type into tab, time zone, colon, combo box to change the selection, use the arrow keys, space. Left parent GMT dash 6 o'clock, right parent Central America 11 of 83, time zone, colon, list. Left parent GMT dash, left parent GMT dash 7 o'clock, right parent Mountain Time, left parent GMT dash 7 o'clock, right parent Chihuahua, La Paz, Mazatlan, 9 of 8, left parent GMT dash 7 o'clock, right parent Arizona, 8 of 83, left parent GMT dash 8 o'clock, right parent Tijuana, Baja, California, 7 of 83, left parent GMT dash 8 o'clock, right, left parent GMT dash 8 o'clock, right parent Pacific Time, left parent US and Canada, right parent 6 of 83,
okay.
Left parent GMT dash 10. Show the second tab checkbox not checked to check press space bar. Tab, change computer data time link. Tab, clock, OK button to activate press space bar. Space.
Okay, now I think I have those settings set, so we can do a Windows G.
Windows G, Windows sidebar, weather. Windows G, weather. Windows G, CPU meter. Windows G, clock.
Okay, there's our clock.
Tab, forms mode off, clock, 12:10:43 p.m. graphic. Clock. Clock. Graphic, 12:10:43 p.m. Blank. Pacific time. Pacific time. Blank. Graphic, 12:10:43 p.m.
Okay, and it's telling us it's 12:10:43.
Graphic, 12:10:43 p.m. Graphic 12:10:43 p.m. 2:12:10:43 space.
That must be a static display. It's not updating.
Tab 12:10:43 p.m. graphic. Tab window sidebar clock. Tab clock 12:10:43 p.m. graphic.
Which is kind of odd.
Blank. Pacific time.
But you see it works.
Control G. Windows G window sidebar weather. Windows G weather. Windows G CPU meter. Tab, CPU meter, read-only edit, random access memory, left parent RAM, right parent 44%. Read-only edit, CPU usage 58%.
Okay, so I may have not have described this very well, and I've been having a hard time learning how to use the sidebar. I guess once you get it going, it's not real hard to use. And it does have some useful features in it, you know, like the CPU and the different clocks that we could use. Okay, another one of the features that I want to show you that's new in Vista is something called Ready Boost. Now, what Ready Boost does is it allows you to plug in a USB flash drive and use its memory as additional memory to speed up Windows. I've messed around with it a bit, and I would definitely say, depending on your system, you know, Ready Boost can definitely speed up performance on your computer. If you can't add internal RAM to it, this would help some. I've been told you can get up to a 25% boost in performance on your system. And I'm going to briefly just show you how this is done. I have a 4 GB SanDisk Cruiser flash drive, and I'm plugging it in right now.
Autoplay dialog, removable disk, left parent G, colon, right parent, list view, open folder to view files using Windows Explorer, 1 of 6, to move the items, use the arrow keys.
And we get our autoplay menu that comes up asking me what I want to do, and you will see one of your selections is...
Speed up my system using Windows Ready Boost.
Speed up my system using Windows Ready Boost. So if I select enter on this...
Enter, removable disk, left parent G, colon, right parent, properties dialog, Ready Boost page, do not use this device, radio button checked, 1 of 2, to change the selection, press up or down arrow, Alt plus D.
It will ask me whether or not to use this device.
Use this device, radio button checked, 2 of 2, to change the selection, press up or down arrow, Alt plus U.
And I can select it.
Tab, space to reserve for system speed, colon, left, right slider, 100%, to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys, Alt plus R.
I can select a percentage of available space to reserve for Ready Boost.
Tab, speed up your system by utilizing the available space on this device. Edit spin box, 1640. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
And right here, that's 1640. So, that's pretty much all of my available memory, but for this demonstration, I'm going to go ahead and do this. You could...
Shift tab, space to reserve for system speed, colon, left, right, 90%, 80%, 70%, 60%.
You can adjust it.
80, 90, 100%. Tab, speed up your tab, please read our privacy statement, tab, OK button to activate, press space bar.
And then basically, you just tell it OK.
Space. Windows M. Desktop, folder view, list view, RIT, 1 of 28, to move the items, use the arrow keys.
Now, Ready Boost is running. It's using your flash drive's memory to store additional information onto it, rather than storing it in your, you know, your physical memory internal in the computer. So this alleviates it being used so much. So that's probably mostly where it gets its performance benefits from, I would assume. Vista does handle memory in a lot of different ways when the system is idle now, differently than XP. And I believe Ready Boost helps enhance that as well. It when the system's idle, it will tend to shift things around in memory, and then when you start using the system again, it'll shift things around again to boost performance. And I think, Ready Boost is definitely where this would play in. There's another technology that's just come out for Vista called Ready Drive. And what it is, and it sounds very interesting, is it's taking hard drives and it's adding large amounts of flash memory to them. And this is done in order to allow Vista to store large segments of the OS into flash memory instead of RAM or on the hard drive itself. And this alleviates the hard drive being used so much. And it's also supposed to boost the time it takes the computer to start up, since a lot of things can be loaded right from the flash memory. And while your computer is active, the hard drives aren't being used as much, so it saves power, saves hard drive wear and tear. And I don't have any kind of drives to demonstrate that for you, but I hear they're coming out soon. And I've also been told that Ready Boost, there are newer flash drives, much faster flash drives that are coming out now that are specifically made to take advantage of Ready Boost. And these may be able to speed up your system, much, much more. One last thing I will show you here about Ready Boost is if you decide you don't want to use your drive for Ready Boost anymore,
Windows N. Home. Computer. Enter.
we'll go into Computer.
Computer. Folder view list view. Nuts. XP. DVD. Vista left. Audio dash video. Removable disk left. Paren G colon right. Paren.
Go to my removable drive.
Applications. Content. Properties
Go
R.
to Properties.
Enter. Leaving menus. Computer. Folder view list. Tools page. Fit. Sharing page. G. Ready Boost page. Speed up your system by utilizing the available space on this device. Use this device. Radio
And
phone check. 2 of 2. To change the selection. Press.
I control tab until I get to the Ready Boost tab.
Tab. Space to reserve for system speed. Colon left right slider. 100%. Tab. Speed up your system by utilizing the available space. Tab. Please read our privacy stick. Tab. OK button. Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Ready Boost tab. To switch pages. Tab. Use this device. Radio button check. 2 of 2. To change the selection. Press up or down arrow. Alt plus U.
And I could turn it off now, or I could adjust its memory allocation right through this dialog.
Tab. Space to reserve. Tab. Speed up your. Tab. Please read our privacy. Tab. OK button. Space. Computer. Folder view list view. Removable disk left parent G colon right parent removable.
So that's how you can manipulate Ready Boost once it's running on your system.
Alt F4. Windows N. Desktop.
And that's basically how Ready Boost works with Vista.